Good evening. This is the WBAI Local Station Board Finance Committee meeting. My name is R. Paul Martin. I am the WBAI Local Station Board Treasurer and therefore the chair of this committee. Tonight we will be having a regular meeting. It turns out that the interim general manager will not be able to attend. I forwarded his email to the mailing list just minutes before we started. And the first thing we've got to do is approve an agenda. So I move that we approve the following agenda. Where the hell is it? Oh, God. All right. 1 second, folks. I actually didn't bring that one up just now. Okay. 1, call to order, 7 p.m. 2, approval of agenda, 20 minutes. 3, identify timekeeper, 2 minutes. 4, roll call, 2 minutes. 5, excused absences, 5 minutes. 6, approval of minutes, 5 minutes. 7, Treasurer's Report, 15 minutes. 8, WBAI Manager's Report on WBAI's Finances, 60 minutes. 9, Set Next Meeting Date, 5 minutes. 10, New Business, 11, Adjourn No Later Than 9:30 p.m. Eastern. So number 8 is WBAI Manager's Report, 60 minutes. I'm gonna move that we make that 10 minutes because he's not here, and what we can do is I can read what he sent to us and we can talk about it a little bit, and that will be about all we can really do. Okay, so let me write write this down. Okay. Okay, we're making number, I'm moving to make number 8 WBAI Management's Report on WBAI's Finances be 10 minutes instead of 60 minutes. Okay, so that amendment is on the floor. Is there any debate or discussion regarding that amendment? Hearing none.
No,
is there any?
No debate. I just want to say I'm here.
You're here. Okay. Okay.
After all, I had sent you an email saying I might not be able to attend.
Right. I know. Okay. So the amendment on the floor is to make WBAI Management's Report on Finances, item number 8, 10 minutes instead of 60 minutes because he isn't here. Is there any debate or question on that? So any objection to passing the amendment to make item number 8, 10 minutes? Hearing none, passed without objection. Okay, let me get that in there so that when I post it somewhere, it works out. Okay. All right, so we now have our agenda. Let's do the identify timekeeper.
I'm doing.
Okay, Jeffrey Stern says he'll do it, and why is this skipping all over the place? Boy, I'm kind of fugitive right here because yesterday was the day when everybody's supposed to finally go to Windows 11, and I've been keeping away from doing that, and I've been getting all sorts of stuff happening since then where Microsoft is trying to make me do it. So I'm having to look back and forth on stuff a lot. Okay, so Jeffrey Stern will volunteers to be the timekeeper. Is there any objection to Jeffrey Stern being the timekeeper? Hearing none. Jeffrey Stern is the timekeeper. Okay, next we'll do the formal roll call that's really going to count for the Exalted meeting. Okay. All right. This is the official roll call for whether you're here or not. So if you answered already, answer again. Joan DeLorenzo.
I'm here.
Jack DePalma.
Thank you. Yes, here.
Dale Jameson.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Mario Mastrandrea. Matt Mazza. Marilyn McIntyre. Allie Murphy.
Here.
Doreen Roberts. James Sagerton.
Here.
What? You're here. Okay. Jeffrey Stern.
Here.
Michael D.D. White.
Here.
M.K. Williams.
Here.
Okay. You all, we have our folks in here. And the next thing we do is excused absences. And okay, we have we had a couple. We apparently are down to one. I move to excuse Carolyn McIntyre. Let me check my email over here. Make sure that nobody has done it. You know, sometimes emails get delayed a bit. Nope, nobody else. Okay, so the only person seeking a used absence is Carolyn McIntyre. So I move to excuse the absence of Carolyn McIntyre. Is there any debate on that motion? Is there any objection to excusing the absence of Carolyn McIntyre? Hearing none, motion passes without objection. Okay. Next is approval of minutes. Madam Secretary, you have the floor.
Thank you. I sent the minutes, I believe, yesterday evening. It was for September 17th. So I move to accept those minutes.
Okay.
I also resent the treasurer's report with attachments in case everybody got the whole package.
Okay, so the motion is to approve the minutes. The minutes of the last meeting, right?
Yes, I think it was September 17th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Okay, so the motion is to approve the minutes of the September 17th meeting. Is there any debate on that motion? So any objection to approving the minutes of the September 17th meeting? Hearing none, those minutes are approved. Next is the treasurer's report, and I give that. So, let me put that in there and do what I do to it and make sure I can keep track of everything. And okay. Here we are. All right. pardon me. The NFC meeting set for September 23rd, 2025 was canceled a little more than 3.5 hours before the meeting's official start time via an email from the committee secretary, who had sent draft minutes and an agenda for the meeting earlier that day. No reason for the sudden cancellation was stated, although that date was the second night of Rosh Hashanah. Pardon me. Great. Great time for me to get something in my throat. At last night's NFC meeting, the executive director said that the taxes and registrations have been filed because they pay various taxes, and the company, Pacifica, has to register in both California and New York. It's interesting that Texas doesn't require any of that. Interesting. So the taxes and the registrations that we know about are filed. The executive director said that the national office is working on securing a new audit firm and that the audit committee is leading that charge. She said that five or six firms have been asked for information about what they charge to do the audit. Some of the solicited firms have backed out already. The executive director said that apps for KPFT and WPFW have both been successfully launched. These are things where you click on them and you get to listen to that radio station. And she said that a Pacifica podcast app is in testing mode. She said that the national office is working on a KPFK app, a WBAI app, and an archive app. She noted that KPFA already has an app. She said that the ones that have been completed have been doing well in terms of downloads and app loyalty. And the success is in more than 9,000 people, you know, going for it. Okay. Not necessarily huge, but it's successful, she says. And app loyalty is measured by people going back, and so that looks good too. The executive director said that Otis McClay has completed a new online staff directory, which is to be rolled out shortly. All staff in Pacifica will be required to provide contact information to the national office. This is both paid and unpaid staff. She said that this information will be useful for training staff. She said that it will also serve as a time card tool and that with it, the national office can log hours worked for records. She said that this will determine staff eligibility to vote and will be able to track volunteer hours, as she puts it. They don't call us unpaid staff. They refer to volunteers and be used for getting in-kind grants. We used to get in-kind grants long ago, but that got dropped. Part of this whole thing is about the New Day et al. Faction controlling who can vote in Pacifica elections. I also am not at all sure that I trust the staff's personnel information will not be spread out to the world when someone finds it convenient, because it's going to be available to all staff in Pacifica, which is more than 900 people. And there are some people in Pacifica who don't like other people in Pacifica. So doxing could come from this. And will Pacifica be ready for the lawsuits that may ensue? I don't know what's going to happen with that. Anyway, the executive director said that they do not want to have the national election supervisor having to clean the voting lists. Oh, yeah, they want to do it. The executive director addressed the suspension of Pacifica by the California Attorney General's office for not filing the audit with them on time. We haven't filed couple of audits on time. It's really not a big deal. She says that, and she's right in that. It's happened before, and it does not really affect anything as long as we get it done in the next year or so. The executive director said that once a new audit firm is engaged, that engagement letter will be sent to the state. The NFC chair said at last night's meeting that the reason we're behind schedule with regard to the audits is because people had accused the audit firm of malfeasance. There was a discussion of the Pacifica coverage of the No Kings Day events planned for this Saturday, and complimentary things were said about the WBAI interim general manager and about WBAI for spearheading it. The executive director told the NFC that she and the national business manager had done site visits to WPFW and WBAI and had engaged with staff and programmers. Well, no one engaged with me, and she did not say with whom exactly she'd met other than with management, and from what she said, she also talked to some paid staff and union representatives. James Sagerton said that he hoped that the next time she comes to WBAI, that the executive director will talk to those of us who are involved in governance. I don't think she spoke to any of the directors from BAI, which is interesting. The NFC then went on to consider some station budgets. WBAI's budget was not considered because people at WBAI wanted to review their numbers. That's what the executive director said. She said people at BAI wanted to review the numbers on the budget. So next time, I guess. The NFC passed a motion in a not very orderly way last night, and the secretary says this is the wording of that motion. Quote, the NFC during its annual budget review will assess each station for its compliance with the following bylaw requirement. Quote, facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible, one or more stations. And then there's an ellipse. End quote there. And continuing the motion, for the NFC, self-sustaining as possible will be defined as a station with total revenue sufficient to support all station operating expenses plus a minimum additional 8% of revenue or equivalent reserved for national office support. The NFC will report this assessment of the station when it reports out the station budget to the PNB. And, of course, WBAI is not really self-sustaining at this point, so we'll see if they try to be mean to us about it. The next NFC meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, October 28, 2025, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. That meeting will be held by teleconference, and that is my report. Are there any questions or comments on the treasurer's report?
Paul, this is Jack.
Yeah, I'd like to be on the stack.
I'm taking a stack. Jack DePalma, who else?
That's Jim Dingman.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, we'll start with those two. Jack DePalma, you have the floor.
Paul, maybe you can clarify. People in New York City, who would that be, Bob? The interim manager and the interim program director? I'm a little confused. If it's not you, right? People in New York, who was that needed to go over the numbers, as you said?
Oh, needed to go over the numbers, yes. Met with and went and needed to go over the numbers are two separate things. Met with, yes, she met with the interim general manager and the interim program director. And in terms of going over the numbers, I guess those two people as well, certainly the interim general manager. And maybe also the interim or maybe not interim business director, business manager. I don't know. She didn't specify more than that I remember, that I wrote down. So I hope that answers that.
Paul, may I be recognized?
One second. Okay, Jack, is that it for you?
I'd be interested to hear what James has to say. Thank you.
All right, let me go to Dingman next.
That's all right. Let Jim go. Let Jim go.
All right. James Sackerton, you have the floor.
Thank you, Arpa. I just wanted to comment on that, and I guess perhaps you're not seeing the back-and-forth emails on the NFC anymore because they've removed you as an official member of the committee, although you're still attending and still participating.
No, I get emails. I get emails.
All right. I'm glad to hear that. But there were some background emails that maybe you didn't get where she specified that she had talked to Bob Henley, and it was him that requested adjusting or looking at the numbers.
Okay.
And that was not confidential. It's not marked confidential in any way. So it's just a little background.
Oh, well, I thought I communicated that part. I mean, okay, there's that. All right. Thank you. Next person is Jim Dingman.
All right. It's my understanding that we have gotten a email, and someone can clarify this to me, from Susan Young concerning the issue of what are we doing about fundraising as a board, et cetera. And I'm going to say something. I don't really care who the hell is on the phone right now. You know, we've gotten zero to little cooperation from the management going on since the change. We get zero information except what is fed to us. We can't make any objective decisions. People have actually volunteered to go in and help. And so it's a two-way street. And as far as I can see, they're simply implementing the new bylaws. That's what they're up to. And, you know, we're not getting any cooperation at all. And if people want cooperation, they have to ask for it. If they don't want it, fine. People will do other things to get the aims of what people feel should be accomplished in the situation now. So that's my opinion about this. You know, we're not getting any cooperation at all, and it's all a bunch of BS that we hear from these folks about the budgets and all that, you know. And yes, it's an obviously a good goal to have us self-sustaining. Who the hell would argue about that? But they are wasting our time with not concentrating on that issue. We cannot self-sustain completely dependent on just simply getting donations from unions. That is impossible.
I have a correction, small correction to make.
Okay, hold on a second. All right, I guess Kay, you'll have a sudden stack all of your own. Go ahead, Kay.
Okay, Jim Dingman mentioned this email was from Susan Young. It was actually from Carol Wolfley, who's functioning as secretary of the governance committee. Now she is also chair of the KPFA LSB. So I just question whether or not, you know, how can she be both? I thought if you have an office in the LSB, you can't work on anything connected with the PMB. You have to pick one and resign the other. But apparently she can do both. So maybe James can explain that. The other thing about this email that we got was it was from the governance committee, and it was demanding that we respond to four questions by today. And I happened to be talking, Serene's not here, I thought she might be, but I happened to be talking to her about something else connected with Committee of Inclusion. And she said, and I mentioned this email, and she said that it had been proposed, but not passed the governance committee. And then Carol was sending it out as if it was a fait accompli, and it had actually never passed the governance committee. So maybe James can also speak to those two questions. I don't think we responded to it, and I don't know what the fallout will be. Bye. That was all for me.
Okay. James, did you want to respond to that?
Briefly, just to say that I think I've attended one governance committee meeting this year. I'm not on the governance committee, so I'm not really watching what's going on there. I mean, it used to be that we had members of LSBs, for example, finance on the National Finance Committee. We had the treasurers on the committee. And a committee like governance would have delegates from various stations on them. And I, you know, since they're reducing the role of the LSBs as part of these new bylaws, these so-called new bylaws, I'm not sure how they've changed that on the governance committee or whether they're still going with the old way. Thus, Carol Wolfley would still be on it. So that's it. That's all I can say.
Ryan. Okay. Somebody else? Okay.
Yes.
Is somebody else hollering for attention?
Time.
Okay. All right. Time has been called. And does anybody want to extend the time for this or go on to the next thing or what?
I move to extend.
Okay, Kay, go ahead.
I move to extend to exhaust the stack.
No. Give me a time.
All right, 5 minutes.
Dive switch. There's no stack left. All right. Motion is to extend the time for this item by 5 minutes. Is there any objection to doing that? Hearing none. We're extended by 5 minutes. Mr. Timekeeper, I make it 1934. Okay. Since there's nobody in the stack, is there anybody
who
wants to get on?
Yes, can you hear me? I want to be on the stack. This is Ali.
Anybody else want to get on a stack?
Hello?
Yes, I hear you. You're on the stack. Anybody else want to get on the stack? Okay. Allie Murphy, go ahead.
Yes. You know, our Paul, when you were talking about the apt from the KPFA, is that the one that they have the apps right now that you said that they get royalty and everything?
I didn't say they get a royalty on anything. I don't know what's going on with KPFA's app. I know they have it.
Yes.
That's all I know.
But is that the only station who has the app right now?
No. Let me go back to my tiny report here and find it. Okay, KPFT and WPFW have been launched, and there's a Pacifica podcast app that they're testing, and they're working on a KPFK app and a WBAI and a Pacifica Radio Archives app. So that's what's happening there.
Okay. So they're working on it for the rest of the stations. Okay, that's fine. That's what I needed to know. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else in the time we have left here? If not, the next item will be... I don't hear anybody saying they want to do more on this, so we'll just go to the next item, which is WBAI Management's report on WBAI's finances. And since the interim general manager isn't here, what I am going to do is... I'm going to read the email he sent us so that we all hear it. Oh, where is it? Okay. This was sent at 6:48 this evening. That's 12 minutes before the meeting starts. I posted it to the mailing list of this committee 5 minutes later. So... this is a reading from the interim general manager. Subject update. Good evening. I will not be able to join you tonight. We have $25,000 on hand, and we just made payroll. We have $24,000 outstanding in accounts receivable for paid PSAs due over the next 45 days. after we informed Radio Maria on the SCA that we're going to shut off their subcarrier service today at 5 p.m., they committed to pay us $25,000 by Friday and $10,000 in November. This has been in the works for months. We'll be signing either an 18-month or 2-year contract. More to come on that. Usually, I can swing my commute and get to your meetings, but today I had to stay a little later to give a major donor a tour of the station. This donor has contributed $35,000 in the last several months. Let's see. Bouncing around. Which is a month's tower rent, 5 months rent at $388, $5,000 for WBAI Pacifica network coverage. Now, I don't know if that means that's what the $35,000 will cover. I don't know. Continues. We are working hard on the October 18th No Kings national broadcast from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m., 6 time zones from Maine to Alaska and Hawaii. We have a team of 20 reporters being paid across the country, and we have 2 training sessions before 10:18. TWU of America has pledged $50,000 towards the WBAI Pacifica Affiliate Network ongoing collaboration. The Pacifica affiliates will get $15,000 out of that money. WNHN, originators of Arnie Arneson, will get $5,000 as part of our National Union Underwriting Program. Please let me know you got this. Best, Bob H. And that's his report. Any comments or questions on it? I don't know if I can answer the questions on it, but any comments on that? I'll take a stack.
Yeah, put me on a stack.
Okay, anybody else? Okay.
Yes.
Jim? Okay, somebody else? Okay. Hearing none. Jim, you have
a question? James, I'll go on the staff.
Okay, who's that?
James.
Okay, all right, we'll do a stack then. All right, James Sagerton, anybody else want to get on a stack? Okay. Jim Dingman, go ahead.
All right. It's great that we're raising money from these sources. This, of course, as most of us know, is new developments. I go back to what I said before. We need a depth of financial support, and it just cannot come from sort of these kind of, again, important events to cover. You know, how much of this blends into one's desire to have national attention on the part of some, as opposed to you know, several other issues about building capability. But I'd like to know, in all this, and this is a result of us getting lack of information, how much was the amount of money coming in from BeQuest before this all started, before we had the changeover of management? Because it's my understanding that there were significant amounts of money independent of coming in from the unions that was also coming in. I mean, we're talking about like tens of thousands of dollars. And I'd like some clarification on that, because all that's lost in the sauce. You know, we're sort of just getting a mono-oriented and to some extent self-interested explanation all the time about this, which doesn't really help us understand the whole picture. Because I don't believe that our arbitrons have gone up by the amount that has been stated, up to a 3.3. Again, I could be wrong. We don't get arbitrons, and arbitrons are not taken. Nielsen's are not taken in the manner that was described by a machine over there at Four Times Square. That's not how it's done. It's done by books and other things, so, or people meters. So I sort of reject out of hand that, you know, we should immediately think that we've gone up 300%. I just don't. I mean, I wish we did, but I'm skeptical about that. And a lot of it, as I say, I believe is self-interested commentary by one or two people.
Okay, and I got to do some business here. This is a requirement, and okay. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at three consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI local station board that for the local finance committee that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the local finance committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that station. Is there anyone here who is not a member, who wants to become a member, and wants to give me their name for that purpose?
R. Paul, Carolyn McIntyre's here, just so you know.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Is anybody here who wants to become a member and wants to give me their name? And I hear none. And since we're marking people in here now, let's see. Is Mario Mastrandrea here? Is Matt Mazza here? Is Serene Roberts here? Okay. All right. That takes care of a little bit of housekeeping we had to do. All right. James Sagerton, you have the floor now.
Thank you, R. Paul. I want to say something a little bit along the lines of what Jim Dingman just said, but it's a little more specific. We're not getting financial reports. We're getting anecdotal commentary on things that are happening, more in the way of a programming report, really, than a financial report. We're not getting profit and loss statements. We're not getting revenue information. We're not getting expense information. So as a finance committee, we're flying blind, and it's been going on for a long time. It goes all the way back to the previous management when the banking was moved to the Bank of America, but WBI stopped getting the financial information needed to create the financial reports, and we're not getting these reports from the national office in any kind of a timely way. So again, this is not a programming committee. It's nice to hear all of the things that are going on, but we're trying to get financial information. We're not getting it, and that makes our work impossible. That's all. Thanks.
Okay. Anybody else want to get on a stack? I will say this. Yes, I agree. We have this, oh, God. We have this bizarre situation where we're just not getting the information, and I think some other stations get more information than we do. In some cases it sounds as if people are running for public office or something, but we're getting some information, but not enough, and certainly not in writing. I mean, it is important to get financial information in writing so you could look at it and then look at other information in writing and make sure it all syncs. You know, if somebody says we made X amount of money, okay, that's nice, but you know, and then they say a month or 2 months later we made X amount of money. You gotta then go and say, are you talking about a new X amount of money, or is that the X amount of money we had before, and you're just repeating it, and you know, which gets a little tedious. But we need it in writing, and we're just not getting it. And the NFC gets some stuff, and we're still not releasing. They're still not releasing. Management is still not releasing. Pacifica management is still not releasing. The P&L that we got that goes through March 31st, and we're just not getting it. I think that at the next NFC meeting, I'm going to bring up a couple of these issues again and see if we can dislodge some stuff. I think there may be information, which I've dug into, about a bequest that we were supposed to have gotten, and we may have gotten it, but we may not have. And I've been looking at that, and there's a possibility that we did get that, but they're just not reporting it intelligently. So I'll be looking into that. So that'll be two things we'll be annoying people with again at the next NFC meeting. All right. Is there anything else anybody wants to do on this particular, on the general management's report? Okay. Seeing no more, we'll go
now,
on to our
poll. This is Ali.
Go ahead.
This is that report. You know, every time that we get those figures and we don't see those figures, and it's like a word of mouth. It's just like you just tell us 50,000 here from 25,000. I made payroll. Don't you sometimes feel like a little bit skeptical about all these figures and all these numbers?
Well, as I said, I wonder if the same figures are getting repeated. You know, so did we? Mm-hmm. If we get $50,000, okay. Is this the first time we're hearing that, or is that related to something from before? So these are things I've asked that question of the interim general manager on the committee before. It's a problem that we're not getting stuff in writing, and it's not so timely. The thing he sent today, okay, it's good that we're getting, this money from, let me look at that again. It's good that there's somebody who's given the station $35,000 in the past several months. And I do have questions about the bullets under it. Has it paid a month's tower rent and 5 months at $388 and $5,000 for Pacifica network coverage? And, is that what that's all going for? I don't know. So there are questions here, and I wish management were here. I wish Pacifica management would release information to everyone so that we can talk about it. I will say also that, as I've noted, I don't like that we're getting these budgets in PDF files. Should be in spreadsheets, because now all you have is, well, here's this. And with spreadsheets, you get to look at, the details of the past 12 months or maybe the past 24 months, and it will tell you, okay, you can look at it and say, gee whiz, in February, it looks like things get a little tough, which is frequently what happens. And you also can sometimes see that in some stations, the summertime is a valley of fatigue, so to speak. So there are things like this that need to be looked at, and we're not getting a look at them these days. It's very, it's kind of clubby, and it's not as much information as we should be getting. Okay? Mr. Timekeeper, how are we on time? Let me look. All right. I look, and I see that we're well beyond the 10 minutes. All right, so we're going to go on to the next thing, which is, unless somebody wants to extend on this. I don't hear anybody doing that. Set next meeting date. And so I will move. That we meet next on November 19th. Okay, that will be basically a month from now. So I move that we meet on Wednesday, November 19th, 2025 at 7 p.m. by this means. Okay? So that's the motion on the floor right now.
Is there any debate? To say that I'm present.
Who's this?
Roberts.
Serene Roberts. Okay, let me get that noted. Okay. Serene Roberts is here. Okay. Is Mario Mastrandrea here? Okay, 1 second. Is Mario Mastrandrea here? Is Matt Mazza here? Okay, they're not here. We have a motion on the floor to meet on November 19th. Is your question on that?
No.
Okay, so let's do that. Is there any objection to meeting next on November 19th? Hearing none. Passed without objection. The next agenda item is new business. So, anybody have any new business?
Well, I guess my question could fall into new business.
Okay.
Since all the other business is done. I had seen a report from the ED and then at some meeting or another, the business manager was there and, or the chair, somebody said the PAI is behind, had not made any central service payments for some months. I don't know if it was, I don't know if it was August or whatever. And I'm wondering if in fact we are funding a national program that includes affiliates and others, why we're not at least getting credit for that money.
Actually, this is something we discussed at the last meeting. And yes, we need to have that happen, and we need to have the interim general manager talk to us about that, but he didn't attend tonight.
Or last month.
Say again? Okay, somebody said something. I couldn't catch it. All right. So we've certainly discussed that, and we need to hear from the interim general manager about it. And if we're going to be doing the WBAI budget at the NFC on later on the, what is it, 28th, that will certainly be a good time to bring that up too.
I have a follow-up question.
Is Serene Roberts again?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I'm wondering whether I missed the last meeting, or and maybe the meeting before that, I don't know. But anyway, I'm wondering if we're any closer to having a recounting of, or an accounting of the monies that are being received from the various unions. Do we yet have a list? You know, Union A is giving us $4,000 over the course of the fiscal year in four increments. I mean, what do we know about what has actually come in? I hear mentions, but I haven't, nothing I can, you know.
Yes, this relates to what we were talking about a little bit ago, where we're not getting information in writing. Now, I have forwarded to the committee an email from the interim general manager that we got this evening, and he talks about getting money from unions and stuff. So that's in writing, but it's not exactly a financial document. And we're not seeing a lot of detail. I'm hoping that when they get the budget, the WBAI budget together more, that we will see more significant data in there. I'm hoping.
I mean, it's hard to gauge how we're doing if we don't have a firm list of expenses. I know at the LSC meeting, the GM mentioned, IGM mentioned that he had expanded the staff. I personally have not come across any of the job postings, so I can't say exactly, you know, what's being expanded beyond bits and pieces that I pick up on air. But if we don't know what's coming in and we can't keep a track of what's exactly going out and we don't have a process for how people are getting the jobs that they're getting, you know, we could have a problem.
Yes, I think we already have a problem. Yeah, that's another thing with having stuff in writing. And in my opinion, there are people who don't want everybody to know stuff. I mean, we are the mushrooms. We are kept in the dark, and used food is thrown upon us now and again. And that seems to be how the New Day faction, New Day et al. Faction, is treating some of us, at least. All right. Do you have anything more?
Nothing that I should probably say on this call.
Yes, there's that. All right. Does anybody have any more new business? Okay, if I hear no more new business, I will make a motion. I move to adjourn. Is there any objection to that motion to adjourn? Hearing none. It passes. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for attending. See you in November, we hope. And, you know, we got to keep on trying to make this stuff work, even though some people want to keep us from knowing stuff. All right. Thank you all for attending. Good night.